Hello?
Hi, here's James Annis.
Yeah?
Hi, good morning. This is Anthony Valley, and I'm with the ACA, Arizona Contractors Association. We were just wondering, James, if you already had the time to inspect or update the windows from your house yet.
For what now in my house?
Have you inspect or update the windows on your home yet?
Oh, you know, my windows are fine. They're the original from the home, but I don't plan to do any upgrades at all. I'm happy with them. They're in pretty good shape overall, but I appreciate your call.
I understand. How long have you had them for? If you don't mind me asking, like, how long have you had your house for?
Well, the house was built in 94, and I've had them since then, so they're 30 years old.
Okay, the reason why I'm asking is that because we're not asking you to do anything at the moment, to be honest with you, but you actually have the chance to actually have a free inspection at no cost. Now, we do work with the local contractors in your area. I don't know if you're familiar with the Greco-Roman windows and doors in Chandler, or you probably see them in the home magazines. Well, they are a family-owned and operated company with 20 years in business already, James, and also they have a 5.0 Google rating and zero complaints with the registers of contractors. Now, they are going to be visiting with homeowners doing inspections of windows and doors at no cost. They will go over whatever issues they can find, something that you probably don't know. Remember that you probably have more than four windows, and you never know because you never do the inspection. It happens to me, believe me. And they will let you know what issues you have. You don't have to pay anything at all. Then they will show you these energy-efficient security windows that not only add a huge saving on your utility bills, but also add a great deal of protection to you and your family and quietness to your home. Now you say about 30 years, right, with this thing, with this house. So, it's always good to know there's sleep, even though if you don't do anything or if you want to sell it, it is going to increase the value for your, house. Now, how many windows do you think you have at your house, if you don't mind me asking, James?
Well, you know, like I said at the beginning of the call, I'm happy with the windows I have. I know a lot of people feel like the windows are a big deal in their house, you know, and I understand that. And some people just have this inkling, like, I got to change my windows. And I don't have that. I know the windows are 30 years old, but so
right.
is the house. And so am
right.
I going to change my house? And I'll tell you one thing. I've been here 20 years.
Yeah.
And I look at my heating and cooling bill since I moved here 20 years ago.
I was going to go to here.
And every year since I moved here until now, my bill has stayed the same because I've upgraded my heating and cooling equipment. And as I've upgraded and became more efficient with my heating and cooling, my electric bill has gone up. You know, the cost of the electricity
right.
has gone up over 20 years. But at the same time, my efficiency of my heating and cooling units has gone up as well. And I find that my bill has stayed the same since 20 years ago. It hasn't, for heating and cooling and water, it's the same. So I don't feel that I need to spend any amount of money on windows. I replaced a couple that had Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Sometime in the front window, some kid must have shot a BB gun or something, or a rock hit it.
Wow.
And I had a chip. And I replaced just the window pane for $400, and so I got a new window. And I had my bathroom picture window, it was a large one. I had that replaced because the seal had broken and I was getting condensation in it. And it was a 4x4 or 5x5 window, a big one. And that was like $800. So when a window goes bad in my house, I replace just the window itself, but I keep the metal part, and I have D&D glass just down the street take care of all my window needs like that. I feel that even though it's $400 to just put in a window just for the glass, you know, one pane, I don't think I need to spend any money on changing out my windows. They're all, you know, they're just part of the house. I'm not that person that feels like I got to switch them out. I see the commercials on TV all the time, and I see the two old people. I'm old, too. I'm 66. But they look older. And I see them sitting on the sofa. I see the husband and the wife sitting on the sofa with windows, whatever company it is, and how they're so happy with their new windows. And you know what? Yes. I just don't feel the need. I mean, I grew up in a house back in, the house was built in 1913. And it had the crappiest windows. They were just single pane windows that if you just pushed on them, they'd fall out. And we did not have any desire to change them out. And I'm not going to change these windows. These are better than, I think they'll last another 30 years if I, you know, I wash them, I maintain them, and I got window screens on the ones where I need them. So I think I'm good, but I do thank you for calling and offering me, you know, a free consultation. But at this time,
it's going to be, I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's just going to be a free consultation, giving you all information, inspection that is done by a professional that is actually going to let you know. I know you probably said, I mean, it's good to actually know that you change it, but if you do the math, if something like that costs you $400, something like not really major, just imagine like on a major thing. You don't know if there are leaks or anything there.
Well, there are leaks in the window.
Right.
There's
right.
leaks
so
in the window. But I also have a dog. But you know, the funny thing is, I have a dog door, a small, medium-sized dog door.
How
and
big?
That's
is
a big.
It? You don't mind me asking.
It's just a small dog door. But anyway, that's a hole in the wall. So I get air coming in my house 24 hours a day, summer and winter. And so there's a big leak right there. So even if I replace all my windows, I still have a dog door. So how will I save any money? You know what I mean?
Right, I understand, but like I said, now we do have upgraded windows. And you won't believe how you can actually get that fixed. Right now, like I said, I'm not asking you to do anything, sign up for anything. But, I mean, if they're going to go around your neighborhood and do the free inspections, I mean, right now, you just take advantage of it. Like I said, there is no obligations at all.
Because it would be a waste of – here's why not. Because it would be a waste of their time and my time because I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to change out my windows. I just don't feel that – I already have a big hole in my wall from the dog door. So how will – and my bill has not changed in 20 – yeah, but they're not going to – they're not – yeah, but here's the thing. In 20 years, my bill has stayed the same, and I'm happy with it. I don't worry about it.
Well,
I've upgraded my
– Well, you don't see it that way, but it probably is going to – if it's just, the options can reduce your heating and cooling cost by
10% to 15%.
It will.
You know how much, you know how much, I know, but you know, okay.
Go ahead.
Well, let me, my heating and cooling bill is, it runs me $3,000 a year for gas and electric.
Right.
So.
That's both, for electric and gas.
Both. And it's been the same since I moved here for 20 years. So even if it saves me 10%, Let me see. 10%. If I have, hold on, let me get my calculator. It's $3,000 times, 0.1. I would save $300 a year, 10%. That's what my savings would be.
No, it would be
even
a
if I
more,
save
I believe.
No.
Now
okay,
have,
even if
yeah.
it was, even, even if it was 20%, I would save $600.
Right.
That would be
so
my
the
savings.
Years,
how
but the
how can I get...
It makes a big difference. I know, James, I'm not asking you to believe me.
No, no,
I'm
but just
to
listen.
You
no,
don't
listen
want,
to me.
Awesome.
I know, listen. No, listen. If I save $300 a year, How will that justify spending thousands of dollars on a, even if I spend $15,000 on a new window, right? How will $300, it would take, it would take 10 years would be $3,000. It would take about 30 years to recoup my expense.
No, actually, no, because you're going to have it prepared. Like I said, if you, I know you probably don't think about selling it or doing anything with it, but believe me, it does increase
your Well, value. if my bill for
that,
heating and cooling is, if my bill for heating and cooling is $3,000, how much
right.
will it be with new windows?
And that's a good question. I have the specialist already, which is going to give you all that information. You don't have to.
No.
Is
it
going
to, they can't reduce it. They can't reduce it that much.
They will 50%? Let you know. No, they're going to let you know that it's even probably more.
No.
But then they're
going to
do anything that you don't want. I think it's going to be more, believe me, because
no.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. They're not going to save me that much money because my bill is $3,000 a year.
Even if they save
me 50%, that would be $1,500 a year. That's not
right.
enough to justify changing the windows.
That would be more.
My cost, it's, no, how much? How much could
that's
it be
why,
more?
That's,
the
why,
cost, but,
that's why I'm getting
No,
right
you don't
now.
Understand.
So you can hear
you
more.
You don't understand.
I know, but listen. You don't have to
No,
do
let me tell you
moment.
Something.
If you have to,
I only
like,
spend,
go ahead, right?
Listen, I only spend $3,000 a year on my heating and cooling. I'm okay with that. Even if I spent $4,000
a little
year,
bit more.
I would be,
yeah, I think
no, I don't.
More.
I know exactly because I calculate it. Even if I spent $4,000 a year or $5,000 a year on heating and cooling, I would be okay with that. That's not bad for what I get for being comfortable.
Windows are you currently
so
have,
I just don't think I need. Huh?
What kind of windows do you currently have? The one that you changed? What
no.
type of window is it?
It had the whatever the contractor put in.
Right, so you need to know what window you have. That's why we actually want to actually just let you know just more information. I understand. I know you probably see that there is no point for you to go through this, but I believe that the specialty has more efficient answers than I do. All I'm asking you is just to stick with him, and then you can, if you decide not to actually have the inspection at the end, it would be really up to you. But do you think
I just don't want to change my windows. It's not necessary.
Right. You don't, like I said, you don't have to, but you can hear just a little bit more information.
No.
And
I'm not going to do that. No.
I mean, it's just a few minutes, so you don't have to commit yourself to anything you don't want. And like I said, Mr. Van, it's just always good to know how much it's going to actually be worth it. If it's worth it, then just go ahead and ask for more information. If you think that it's not worth it, then you can just go apply. Like I said, you don't have to like commit yourself to anything.
I'm really sorry, but I tried to explain. I just don't want to do this. No.
All right, not a problem. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling, though. I appreciate your time.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Bye.